So the ulama, they said there are some specific repercussions, actually Ibn Qayyim, of sinning.
Hmm.
Number one, he said that ilm, knowledge of Allah, knowledge of the religion is a light. That's why Imam Shafi, one time he came to his teacher and he said, I complained to Waqi'an and Su'an Hifthi, فَأَرْشَدَنِي إِلَىٰ تَرْكِ الْمَعَاسِي فَقَالَ إِنَّ الْعِلْمَ النُّورِ وَالنُّورَ اللَّهِ لَا يَعْتَ الْعَاسِي. He said, I complained to my teacher that I had trouble memorizing, right?
Hmm.
So my teacher said that the knowledge of Allah is a light. And light, the light of Allah cannot mix with the sin and darkness of sin. So Ibn Qayyim said, the first one is that it is hard to obtain the knowledge of Allah when the darkness, the light of the knowledge of Allah, when the darkness of sin is in the heart.
It's like, it reminds me of like, if you're driving in your car and it's a really hot day, you got the AC on, but all your windows are down.
Yeah, no purpose.
I mean, what effect is that going to do? It's not going to really cool the car. So if you're driving around and you're doing good deeds, but if you got that window open of sin coming in, you're not going to see the effect of retaining itself, the goodness retaining itself inside you.
SubhanAllah, once there was a gathering of students of knowledge with one sheikh, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this one student of knowledge, he raised his hand. And he said, like, sheikh, I'm having trouble memorizing the Qur'an. Like, he said, like, I can't memorize the Qur'an.
Hmm.
And then the sheikh, the first thing he said to him is, how's your relationship with your parents? Everybody was like, SubhanAllah, why is that the first thing, like, the sheikh would ask him?
Right.
And then he said, like, I have a problem with my father. So the sheikh, he told him, go and fix the problem with your father. Even if your father's wrong, try to fix the problem with him and try to be good with him as Islam ordered, right? So then a year later, SubhanAllah, this is on a series of tapes, right? A year later, they were still taping, like, the lectures of the sheikh.
Hmm.
And this one guy raised his hand. He said, sheikh, do you remember me? I'm the guy, almost like a year or so ago,
mm-hmm.
who told you about my difficulties in memorizing the Qur'an.
Mm-hmm.
So he said, alhamdulillah, I fixed my relationship with my father, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened my heart, and I memorized the Qur'an. Like, SubhanAllah, like, we don't think about these things. I remember when I first became Muslim,
mm-hmm.
and I had, like, problems with my parents, and I could not memorize, like, even, like, 3-4 verses a day, man.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would go to my teacher, and SubhanAllah, always the first thing he would say to me is, like, how's your parents? How's your parents? And I used to get mad. I was like, man, why do you keep... I don't care about my parents' stuff for Allah, you know? And then, like, he told me, like, man, you have to fix this sin. Because, this, like, especially the sin with your parents,
mm-hmm.
like, it creates so much darkness in your heart that no light can get in. Because, as they say, the hearts are like containers. Mm-hmm. If you fill the container with sin, there's no space for
light. Obedience.
If you fill it with obedience, there's no place for sin, alhamdulillah. So he was telling me, like, so then SubhanAllah, I fixed that relationship with him. And then alhamdulillah, I could memorize like 3-4 pages a day. SubhanAllah, by Allah's mercy. So like, that's the first very, very dangerous thing. That somebody who sins will have a difficult time obtaining knowledge. And knowledge is our fuel for correct worship. And correct worship, correct ubudiyyah, is our fuel for Jannah. So it's very, very dangerous. You ready for number two?
Number three, right?
Number two.
Oh, okay.
The number, well, after the major one, yeah.
Right.
Number three, is that sinning, it reduces one's provisions. And it's interesting that you're saying that usually people sin because they think they'll be successful. Right?
Right.
So the ulama, they said that sinning takes away from your rizq. Because the Prophet ﷺ said that the son of Adam, as a hadith related by Imam Ahmed with a good chain, that the son of Adam, he makes his rizq forbidden to him be dhunubi, by the sins which he acts on.
How would you translate risk in English?
Provisions. Yeah. The things that you've been provided by Allah.
Like food, shelter.
Food, shelter, car, health, clothes, everything. Health, al-afiyah. Everything. So SubhanAllah, when somebody sins, usually they sin because they think they're going to get something.
Right.
But actually they're taken away from their provisions with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Now, does this imply to Muslims only or also non-Muslims?
Applies to everybody. Then maybe somebody says, how come I see sinners? They got like a lot of stuff.
Yeah, riding around fat cars, big houses and stuff, and just partying all night around.
And actually, this is a punishment because risk, the best risk is the risk of faith.
SubhanAllah, the wealth of iman.
And the wealth of taqwa. And the wealth of... Like, see, that's how we are now. When I said the word risk,
right. People
immediately think, like, shoot, I know people that are tripping. They got nice cars and fat houses.
Mm-hmm.
But remember the statement of the Prophet, لَيْسَ الْغِنَى عَنْ كَثْرَةِ الْعَرْضِ وَلَكِنَ الْغِنَى غِنَى نَفْسِ. Richness, the Prophet said, is not the things that you collect,
mm-hmm.
but richness is in the soul. Mm-hmm. Yani, people having, alhamdulillah, so many nice things, but أعوذ بالله, the soul is homeless. The heart is poor. the spiritual reality is gone. I mean, Smiley, you hear like about these rich people, right? Or people who won the lotto and they killed themselves.
Right.
They had everything, but subhanAllah, they killed themselves.
Or going to depression.
So when we say rizq, it's a good point you made, mashallah. The first and foremost, most important rizq I can have is Islam. And how many Muslims out there, subhanAllah, don't even think about that.
Right.
They don't even care, Shaykh. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made you a Muslim. That's why after we eat, we say, Alhamdulillah, alladhi at'amana wa saqana wa ja'alana min al-Muslimin. We mention Islam, even when we eat, because this is the greatest richness that anyone can have is Islam.
And a lot of us has been born with Islam, and we still don't know that we're sitting on this treasure box, and it's still not even, we don't want to open it. We're just sitting on it.
And if you don't audit the treasure that you have, man, you get audited tough.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So people gotta...
And the thing that hit me back in the days is that the hadith, I think it is, that if the mafhum of it is that if you don't do something with this deen, if you don't take this deen out and follow it, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, God will replace you with...
It's in the Qur'an.
Oh, it's in the Qur'an. وَيَسْتَبْلَ
قَوْمًا غَيْرَكُمْ. You'll be replaced by another people. Look at Yusuf Islam. Who did he replace? Yusuf Islam, yeah.
Cat Stevens.
He replaced somebody. Allah brought some singer
right.
out of nowhere.
Right.
A guy that was way out there, and now he's a da'ya to Allah.
Right.